All right, let's dive into the Mediterranean, shall we? Picture yourself stepping off a cruise ship, and boom, you're in Valletta, Malta.
5,000 years of history just waiting to be explored.
That's right. And lucky for us, we have this awesome article from TravelDestinationPro.com, Top Things to Do in Valletta. It's going to be our guide for this deep dive. And even better, we've got an expert here to help us break it all down.
Happy to be here.
Now, one thing that jumped out at me from the article was how walkable Valletta is. Like, you can go straight from the port into the heart of the city, no problem.
Absolutely. It's perfect for cruise travelers, you know, no time wasted on transportation. You're right in the thick of it.
Makes sense. And speaking of in the thick of it, the article talks about this cool mix of languages you hear everywhere: Maltese, English, Italian.
Yeah, it's a real melting pot. You can really feel that crossroads of cultures vibe.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the history, we've got the atmosphere, but let's be real. What about the shopping? Because the article makes it sound like a shopper's dream. Handcrafted pottery, blown glass.
Those brass door knockers everyone talks
Oh,
about.
yeah. I'm already picturing myself getting lost in all the little shops.
And don't forget the Maltese lace. It's incredible, so intricate. You'll find it all over Valletta.
Oh, right. The article mentioned that. Often next to the Maltese silver filigree jewelry, wasn't it?
Exactly. That's another must-see. Each piece is like a miniature masterpiece.
Okay, so we've got history, culture, shopping. What else is there to discover in Valletta?
Well, architecturally, Valletta is a treasure trove. The article highlighted two cathedrals in particular, St. John's Co-Cathedral and Medina Cathedral.
I was just getting to those. St. John's especially caught my eye. A mannerist exterior, but a Baroque interior. What a combo.
Yeah, it's really something. And it has this deep connection to the Knights of St. John, too.
Right. The Knights of St. John. Tell me more about them.
Well, the cathedral was built after the Great Siege of 1565. It was a huge victory for the Knights. They were defending Malta from the Ottomans, and their win had a massive impact on Europe. St. John's Co-Cathedral is like a monument to that triumph.
Wow. So it's not just a beautiful building. It's a symbol of resilience and, what was it, a clash of empires. Powerful stuff. Now, what about Medina Cathedral?
Well, Medina Cathedral is fascinating because it sits on the site of a Roman governor's palace.
Oh, wow.
And get this, it might even be connected to St. Paul himself, you know, from the Acts of the Apostles.
Wait, really? It was like biblical history right there.
It is. The story goes that St. Paul shipwrecked on Malta and stayed with the Roman governor for 3 months.
Layers upon layers of history. Amazing. So we've got one cathedral marking a turning point in Maltese history and another built on ground walked by a biblical figure. It's incredible how every corner of Valletta seems to have a story to tell.
Doesn't it? And here's another interesting thing. Medina Cathedral today is mainly Baroque in style because it was rebuilt after an earthquake back in the 1600s.
Ah, so it's a story of resilience and rebuilding, too.
Exactly. And the architect behind that reconstruction, Lorenzo Gaffa, was a big name in Maltese architecture. You can really see his influence in the cathedral's design.
So Medina Cathedral is a testament to Maltese faith, resilience, and artistic evolution. It sounds like both cathedrals are must-sees for anyone even remotely interested in art, history, or, you know, spirituality in general.
Couldn't agree more. And what's so great about Valletta is that you can wander from these grand cathedrals to charming little streets with shops and cafes, just like that.
You're right. And speaking of shops and cafes, let's go back to that for a sec. The article mentioned Republic Street and Merchant Street being the bustling centers of it all, but then it said something about shops closing in the afternoon.
Right. Something to keep in mind. They typically close between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. for a siesta, part of that Mediterranean lifestyle, you know?
Ah, of course. So it's not a deal breaker. They reopen later, right?
Yeah, around 7 p.m. So you get a second chance to explore, maybe do a little shopping.
Perfect. Now, remind me again, what were some of those must-buy souvenirs? The Maltese lace, the blown
The
glass.
brass door knockers, the silver filigree jewelry.
Yeah, there was a.
Oh, the locally made pottery. You can find beautiful plates, decorative tiles.
Each piece with that Maltese touch,
You
they'd make great gifts.
for sure. And behind every piece, you've got these talented artisans, their workshops tucked away in Valletta streets. They keep those traditions alive.
It's not just buying a souvenir, it's connecting with the culture and the people who create it. I love that.
Exactly. It's about experiencing the soul of Valletta. And that's what makes the city so special. You've got history whispering from every corner, this vibrant culture, and the warmth of the Mediterranean sun just seeping into you. It's an experience that stays with you long after you've left.
Wow, beautifully said. Valletta sounds like a truly immersive experience.
It is.
You know, speaking of the Mediterranean sun, makes you think about all that walking we'll be doing. Got to keep our energy up, right? What about the food scene in Valletta? The article didn't say too much about that.
Oh, the food is fantastic. You've got this blend of Mediterranean flavors with like a little North African spice thrown in.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Any dishes you'd recommend, something that really screams Malta?
You have to try finnick. It's rabbit. It's the national dish, you know, slow cooked with all these herbs, garlic. Delicious.
Rabbit, huh? Now, that's not something you see every day.
Yeah.
So we've got historical sites, shopping, incredible food. Anything else we should add to our Valletta to-do list?
Honestly, sometimes the best thing to do is just wander. Get lost in those little alleyways. You never know what hidden courtyard or cool little cafe you'll stumble upon.
I love that. It's like the journey is part of the experience, you know? Stumbling upon those unexpected gems, that's what makes exploring so fun.
Right. Valletta is full of those moments. Every corner you turn, every doorway you pass, there's always something new to discover.
It's a city that rewards curiosity. I like that. Speaking of connecting with the city, the article really highlighted the people of Malta, how warm and welcoming they are.
Oh, absolutely. The Maltese are so friendly. They're happy to share their stories, give you recommendations, make you feel right at home.
Those personal connections, the conversations you have with locals, that's what makes a trip really special.
I agree. It's those little moments that stay with you. And, you know, it's something you don't always get from those typical travel guides, just lists of sites and stuff. But TravelDestinationPro.com, they really get it. They capture the feeling of Valletta, not just the facts.
Right. It's like they've bottled up that magic and put it into words.
And that's what makes a great travel guide, right? It's inspiring. It makes you want to jump on a plane and go.
Agreed. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. Historical sites, those beautiful cathedrals, the shopping streets, the food. But I bet there's still so much more to Valletta, right?
Of course. We've just scratched the surface. Like, did you know Valletta has one of the oldest working theaters in Europe? The Manuel Theater. Gorgeous building, tons of history.
I'm getting serious FOMO just listening to you. You've made Valletta sound so amazing, I'm practically ready to book a flight right now.
That's the power of travel, right? It opens your mind, sparks your sense of adventure. There's so much beauty and wonder out there.
Well said. And that's a perfect segue into our final thoughts about Valletta and the fantastic resource that is TravelDestinationPro.com. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Valletta's, I have to give a shout out to TravelDestinationPro.com.
Yeah, they're really a fantastic resource for anyone who's, you know, feeling inspired to explore Valletta's or, heck, anywhere else for that matter.
Seriously, their website is packed with travel guides, articles, tips. Everything you need to plan the perfect trip.
And what I love is that they go deeper than just the basics, you know?
Right. They don't just tell you where to go. They give you the context.
The history, the culture, those little details that make a place come alive.
Totally agree. They've done a phenomenal job capturing the essence of Valletta.
That rich history, that vibrant culture, the charm.
It's like they hand you the key to unlock the city's secrets.
And that's what a good travel guide should do, right?
Exactly. It's not just about information. It's about sparking that inspiration.
That wanderlust, that urge to explore.
And TravelDestinationPro.com, they nail it. They make you feel like you're already there experiencing it all.
I know, right? The sights, the sounds, the flavors.
So to everyone listening, if you're dreaming of a Mediterranean escape, you've got to check out TravelDestinationPro.com.
They'll get you ready for an unforgettable trip to Valletta, or really any destination that calls to you.
It's your one-stop shop for travel inspiration and planning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with a final thought.
Mm.
Imagine standing on the ramparts of Valletta.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
The sun on your face.
Mm.
That salty air.
Mm.
History echoing all around you.
Yeah.
What feeling does that stir up in you? What adventure awaits you in this ancient city? Let that be the spark for your next journey.
Let it fuel that wanderlust and remind you of all the beauty and wonder out there in the world.
Well said.
Yeah.
Until our next deep dive, happy travels, everyone.